you find yourself in a large open space with a high glass ceiling. All the walls are painted white and the floor is bare. Look and you see there is an unusual object floating above you. It is large, larger than you could imagine for such a delicate sculpture. You barely noticed the thin wires holding the simple organic shapes of red and black of different sizes suspended in the air. Some of them seem too big and others too small. Yet, they seem to be in a state of equilibrium, balancing out one another somehow. Wait, you notice that it is moving. It is gently rotating in a perfect harmonious rhythm, as though a simple puff of air would set each of the elements to spiral around its fellow formations. It reminds you of a solar system somehow, but they do not follow any ecliptical patterns that you can see. It is fascinating to watch, as though it exists outside our time frame, following a routine of its own, functioning only for the pleasure of being viewed. Who created such a masterpiece? Ask yourselves, could I endeavor on such an artwork? Now, at the middle of the exhibition, you notice a marquee. You walk over and see a large red button. You push it. A shimmering blue holograph image of a man appears before you. He looks older, with a full head of gray hair. He seems grandfatherly somehow. He's saying something. Stop and listen.
Hello, my name is Alexander Calder. I could not help but notice you looking at my sculpture. It's called a mobile, a term my fellow artist Duchamp nicknamed. It's sort of a French pun meaning both mobile and motive. I was the first to create such a work. I guess I was always interested in movement, and I suppose it was only natural for me. You see, when I was your age, both my parents were artists. My father was a sculptor, and my mother was a painter. My first job as an artist was drawing pictures of the Ringling Brothers Circus. I loved drawing those playful yet graceful performers. I even made my own circus out of wire, leather, cloth, and other found materials, performing in front of admiring fans. That was when I discovered how much I loved making things out of wire. I would sculpt portraits of my friends with it. A professor once taught me how to draw something with one long line, never lifting the pencil off the page. You see, to me, a wire is just a long line. My sculptures were much like that. Later, I started adding abstract shapes, sort of organic, looking a little like things you would find in nature, rocks, leaves, and the like, except mine were much simpler shapes, painted in black, red, or white. Anyway, I would attach these shapes to wires, sometimes with another one on the end, or sometimes with a balance weight. Then I would find the balance point, a point somewhere in the middle, where it would be balanced and remain somewhat horizontal. And I would hang a wire from that. Then I would attach more shapes and wires to that one part I call an armature. And in the end, I would have many of these shapes and wires all hanging from one single suspended string. Ah, but here's my favorite part. Then each of these independent shapes and wires would move and balance in changing harmony with just a light puff of air as the whole sculpture rotates suspended in space. This is what artists term kinetic art, or art where motion is one of the key elements. It reminds me of my days watching the circus. The performers were nothing but moving shapes, rotating, spiraling, floating in midair. I wonder, could there ever be a mobile circus? Each mobile performing for viewers fixed on the ground? each one doing its own thing, and yet as a whole, performing as one. Each moment, a different arrangement, never to be seen again. Each one dancing and suspended from the ceiling, filling the room with movement, color, and balance. But wait, how can this circus perform without music? There must be music. Listen to the music. Close your eyes. Picture the Mobile Circus in your mind and imagine. Imagine what your mobile would look like.
What do you think? Come on. Would you like to try this and make a playful circus mobile? You can make one and get your friends to make one too. Then you will hang them from the ceiling, play the music, and let the show begin. But first, listen to podcast Calder 2 and follow his direction to create your own playful mobile.